Welcome back. Cross River Bank, a tech-driven financial services organization, has just acquired financial platform Betterfin. Here to discuss the deal and the future of fintech is Gilles Gaud, Cross River CEO. Thank you, sir, so much for being with us today. So Betterfin is backed by Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian, so some serious star power there. What is the value add of this company and why now?
We believe that Betterfin is a transformative financial platform that enables small business owners to access a wide range of financial products and solutions, capital markets data, and manage their own lending and cash flow process. I mean, we're thrilled to further expand our tech and lending platform. This is something that has been very dear to us for over a decade now. And as we continue to bolster our offering to cater to the fintech universe, we believe that this fits right in for us to continue to thrive in that environment.
I understand, Gilles, you're not releasing terms of this deal, but can you talk to us about when you think it might have a material effect on your bottom line?
I would say starting early 2022, we already benefited from Betterfin's expertise in the realm of developing those software we directly need. And we can actually put it in application probably first quarter of 2022, where we'll start seeing an impact later in the year. Hopefully, I mean, we're fairly confident.
And then what sort of growth are you seeing generally in the industry in fintech? What sort of growth are you seeing across the board when it comes to fintech?
So we're seeing anywhere between 50 to 100%. Particularly, we've been dealing with big logos, sizable firms that some of them are public, others are on the way to become public. So we benefit from, I would say, some seasonality, some maturity on the firms that have been clients of ours. So at this stage of the game, seeing 50 to 100% is not uncommon. And we believe that we can accomplish that on our own, ourselves, for the foreseeable future, probably the next 3 to 5 years.
I want to talk a little bit about how you're taking, how you see opportunity in crypto right now at Cross River Bank. I know you're working with Coinbase to try and, I guess, transform that traditional currency into crypto. Talk to us about how the public is receiving that and how you believe, I understand you believe that it really is going to be an area of growth for small businesses.
Correct. So there are really two angles to crypto, as everybody knows. I mean, I just heard the segment previously. Crypto is revolutionary, but not only on the currency side and the movement of money, which will be become more and more seamless, provided there are some security features and compliance features around it, but also on the blockchain side, just to facilitate transactions, contracts. We want to be involved on both sides of the transaction. We want to facilitate most of our partners to put everything on blockchain to accelerate the rate of adoption, and particularly the flexibility of movement of those assets from one owner to the other. And number two, just from a movement of money standpoint and lending against crypto, traditional transactions embedded onto a bank account. I mean, these are things that we're thinking about that we're in full development of, and we believe we're going to be a force to reckon with for many years to come, starting in 2022.
And Gilles, you touched on it there in your last answer that regulation comes into it as well, right? And so with crypto, yeah, the SEC wants to see much more regulation. What does Gary Gensler want to feel more comfortable about it? Because there was a White House advisory panel talking about stablecoin just the other day, and they're all gung-ho about that. They see that as maybe being the future payment that we use for everything, from paying for your electric vehicle to paying for the hamburger you buy. So what's the difference between the two, and what does the SEC need to see?
So, I mean, different agencies have different objectives. The interesting things about the United States is the fact that there is even competition amongst regulatory agencies on how and who is going to be regulating cryptocurrencies. Obviously, the OCC and the FDIC have something to say about it because they are the guardians of safe and honest transactions on all the networks. So if it's going to go through a bank, naturally, you will have some guardrails that will prevent or hopefully avoid as much fraud as possible. And that's one of the objectives why the OCC opined on this and also are facilitating some of the banks to open shop by, for example, issuing stablecoins or becoming custodians so that we can actually embed a cryptocurrency onto a bank account. I mean, these are very interesting endeavors that are right now on the table for discussions and negotiations between the agencies. The objectives of each one of those agencies are very different. The SEC wants to see more regulations because potentially these are securities, as well as the IRS wants to see, those currencies taxed properly. In order to tax them properly, there's got to be some reporting that's be done properly. So all this is on the table for discussion. I think it's very healthy to talk about it. That means it's front and center in the conversations of everybody, pretty much, who is an actor, and nobody can avoid being an actor on the cryptocurrency market today. That's why, we have a seat at the table, and we want to help the conversation to advance the interest of cryptocurrencies, and particularly to provide access in a safe and compliant manner to the common folks who haven't enjoyed cryptocurrency thus far.
Yep. All right. And a broader category, fintech, I've heard, is a great equalizer. We'll have to leave the conversation there. Gilles Gade, thank you so much for your time.